To love unconditionally is to feel good. To love unconditionally is to feel good. Today I acknowledge my world. Yes, I have created this world, I've revealed this world about me, and it's a glorious, wonderful world that makes me very happy, that makes me feel supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I feel just wonderful. I feel just fabulous. And it is good and very good. But it's my world. It's my world that I have created out of my joy, out of my happiness, out of my peace, out of my presence of all that is good and all that is wonderful. Now, how do I go about creating it? To love unconditionally is to feel good. How do I acknowledge that my world? How do I acknowledge my world today? I acknowledge it by looking around me and seeing everything and calling it good. Calling it beautiful, calling it wonderful, calling it fantastic. I acknowledge my choice for all good and all happiness. And I acknowledge this. I acknowledge this. And I recognize it, and I empower it, and I give it all that it is, and it is glorious and good and very good. It is who I am. It is what I am. It is how I am, and it is glorious. Is it glorious for you too? Is your world glorious? Do you love your world unconditionally? Do you call your world good and very good? Do you call it wonderful and fantastic? Do you call your world supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Do you call your world something that is utterly marvelous, utterly outstanding? Yes, that's what I call it. Utterly outstanding, utterly marvelous, utterly believable, utterly fabulous. I love it, I love it, I love it. Now, to love unconditionally is to feel very good. Today, I acknowledge my world. Today, I acknowledge my choice for good and all happiness. Today, I acknowledge that. Today, that is all that I know of in my world and in my existence. It's all that I am. For to acknowledge means that I am aware of it, that I delight in it, that I make it my choice in every way. I acknowledge my world. Now, am I a good revealer? Do I reach in to the pot of plenty and take out good things? Or do I take out burning hot coals with my hands and hurt myself? Do I take out spiny things that prickle me and hurt me? Am I always aware of my good? Am I always aware of that which is good? Am I always acknowledging in my world the good and the beautiful and the perfect? Now, the other things are there because it's part of the allness. The other things are there. The other things are unhappy. The other things are doing their thing. But do they have to affect me? Not one little bit. Not one little bit do they have to affect me because I am not touched by them. I am not bothered by them. They are not something that affects my life because I am in charge of my life. I'm in charge of my life and my affairs and my world. I'm in charge of all that is. There is nothing that exists outside of me. And that's who I am. And that's how wonderful it is that I am. I acknowledge my world. Today, I acknowledge my choice. I acknowledge my choice for all good and all happiness. I choose to bring about everything that is good and happy in my world. I choose to say, I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. I choose to live, I am happy. I choose to breathe, I am happy. I choose to imagine myself being happy. Can you retrospectively think back in the now about times when you experienced happiness? Can you dream of moments when you were happy? Can you dream of moments when you were thoroughly enjoying everything in life, when you thoroughly loved everything that was wonderful and good in life? Can you remember right now those things? And you can. You can live the past in the present. You can live the future in the present. You can live the now in the now. You can live all time in the present because it's the only time you have. Okay, now, I live my choice for all good and all happiness right now. I live my choice for all good and all happiness right now because all good and all happiness are all that matter to me. They're the only thing that turns me on. They're the only thing that delights me in every turn of the way. And also, I see everybody else in my created world. Everybody else in my world. I see everybody else. Everybody else who I made in my ordered existence to live in happiness, to live in joy, to live in unconditional love. And as I made them all, because I could have chosen the burrs and I could have chosen the unhappy things, but I chose only the happy experiences. And that's all I fill my life with. That's all I fill my experience with. That's all I fill me with. Today I acknowledge my choice for all good and all happiness. I made the choice. I made the choice. I made the choice. I made the choice for all good and all happiness. Any choice is my choice now, and I choose what pleases me. What pleases me now? What pleases me now is to be at peace. Not to be at peace. I oftentimes jump into the wrong barn there. What pleases me now is to be peace. See, I don't want to be at anything. I want to be it. I am peace. And when I am peace, I am happy. When I am peace, I am balanced. When I am peace, I am harmonious. When I am peace, all is in right order. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes. Now, my choice, whatever pleases me, I choose to be unconditionally loving. I unconditionally love all in my... There's no judgment in me. There's no judgment around me. There's no judgment in any aspect of my life. In any aspect of my living, in any aspect of my gathering together these wonderful attitudes in my ordered existence. I make the choice. I make the choice, and I make it now, and I make it lovingly, and I make it unconditionally loving. There's no judgment. For what is there to judge? Could God, the divine creator of all, who I am, could God, the divine creator of all, make a mistake? Did God forget to do something? Did God forget to be something? Did God forget to experience something? Oh, how silly that is, isn't it? Isn't that silly? Oh, as silly as you can get. Yes. Any choice is my choice now, and I choose what pleases me. And I choose what pleases me because that's all that matters. As I love, unconditionally, I am master of my experiences. So, from this day forward, to love is to feel good about. From this day forward, I love all that is good and beautiful, wonderful, fulfilling, delightful, fantastic in every way. I feel that way. From this day forward, I recognize that I am the divine creator. From this day forward, I recognize that I live in an ordered existence which I put in order. All I love unconditionally, I am master of my experiences. I love all unconditionally, and that makes me the master of my experiences. I love all with the totality of my being, and that makes me the master of my experiences. And as a human being, I'm the master of my experiences when I recognize that they are my creation, my ordered existence by my choice. And because they're my ordered existence by my choice, because I live in this universe of magic and wonderful qualities of goodness, I acknowledge my world. And I acknowledge my choice for good and all good for all happiness. And any choice is my choice, and I choose what pleases me. And it's my choice now, and I love it. To love unconditionally is to feel good. And wow, do I feel good. I love you. I love you. I love you.